We already had the standing up exercise because all of us that stood for the morning prayer realized we all have a mother, right? We all have someone that brought us into this world. That's it. Awesome. And I am especially blessed because my mother gets to be here with us today. And so I am very thankful to see that. And my grandmother. And what a blessing it is to have them here with us today. And I thank God for my mom. And it's all part of God's perfect design, isn't it? Isn't it awesome how God did that? Brother Harold was alluding to that in his prayer as well, about how God has a perfect design. We're going to look at that perfect design a little bit today. We live in a world rather interesting the way that they're trying to blur these lines in gender. You know what I'm saying? Guys, I'm going to tell you something. I'm a guy. I'm a man. And I'm glad to be a man. I'm glad that God made me a man. I'm glad that he didn't make me a woman. I'm glad that he made women. Not one is more important than another. I am so glad that he made my mother, my grandmother, my wife. This wonderful purpose and what a just an amazing amount of beauty that they bring into my life. Where would we be without the ladies who bring such beauty into things? I mean, man, we'd really be missing out, you know? And the funny thing is, our culture tries to keep making everything like the same. You know, it's like they'll even tell us that girls wouldn't know they were girls and boys wouldn't know they were boys unless we told them. And that's just not true. We can see that there's differences, right? I mean, from the get-go, we get it, that there's differences. I was just talking to somebody the other day that had all boys in their life and all boys and, you know, he grew up with all brothers and then all of his brothers had sons and then in their family, they had, three sons and then a daughter? And he said, wow, was she ever different? You know, it was just really funny how he went about it. I mean, it was the obvious, but you know, we don't really realize it till we experience it sometimes. And in that, we experience God's perfect design. And I'll be honest with you guys, a whole lot of what's really beautiful about God is displayed in motherhood. And the reason why I say motherhood is because it's more than just being a biological mom. There's just a beauty that God put in woman that helps to nurture and mother other individuals. You know, I got the express pleasure, and I'm gonna tell you, like we've been married for almost 32 years. Okay, so yeah, I'm a slow learner, and I'm finally starting to get it. But I had the expressed pleasure yesterday of going flower shopping with my wife. I mean, you know, I can tell you, back in the old days, I would have not stood up here and told you that was an expressed pleasure. Because I'm just going to say something, you know, because of the way my wife is made, the way her thought processes are, it's rather hard for her to make decisions sometimes. But we had a blast. And to see her brighten up and just have such joy when we got around all those pretty things, you know. And it just reminded me that it's right for her to appreciate pretty things because she is so pretty. You know what I'm saying? And I'm getting to where I really appreciate that so much more than I used to. And I ask God to forgive me for all those years of being callous and thinking, why can't she be more like me? I praise God she's not like me. And we just had a blast yesterday. Went and picked out some flowers and we even went and got some potting soil and she was even having a hard time deciding on that. But see, I brought the man part into there and I said, honey, let's just do this, okay? And guys, just a little word from the wise, somebody that's really learned it over a long period of time the hard way. If she's trying to decide between one that's a little higher cost, go with the highest cost, okay? And don't just get one, get two. I mean, you're just better. You know, it just because the reason why there's a struggle, I tell you, this is something that I've learned, is because of what God has placed in my wife. She is so unselfish in our family. Like, it's part of what makes her such a great mom. When she looks at something, she's trying to figure out how that can work out good for everybody in our family. You know what I'm saying? Can I get an amen out of the crowd today? You know, and that's one of the qualities of God that he displays through the moms. You know, I can remember growing up, I mean, I know I need to get in the message, but I actually prepared two messages for today. But I decided only to preach one. But anyway, in this, I want to enjoy, you know, some memories here of my mom. And you know, it was so cool because like my dad was all about work, 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 got to get the work done, you know. And he's a great worker. He was a great provider. And that's what he was thinking, you know, I got to provide. And he taught us to work at a young age, and we would carry firewood. And, you know, he never looked back. You know, he was always looking ahead at what was next. You know, can anybody think about your dads? Maybe your dads were sort of like that, I don't know. But this was my experience, you know. He was wondering how he cut that next piece of firewood, because, hey, that firewood represented, you know, a dollar sign of stuff that was going to need to be done and paid for. And my mom was always back there with us, with me and my sister. And she was always watching our eyes and watching our faces and looking at where we were. She was the one who'd pack the hot chocolate on a cold day. Made sure it had a lid that sealed so we didn't get it all over us, you know. She was the one that had the snack together for us, because she knew that her children were going to get bored in the middle of the day and they were going to need something to pick them up, make them feel a little better. She'd be the one that whenever we get into it back there, we'd be kind of, me and my sister would be going back and forth with one another, and it happened, well, a little more often than I should admit. But she was the one who would try to settle those disputes. My mom was the mediator. You see, one of those qualities of God that's displayed there? You know, we're going to get more in depth with that. But like, whenever we really got down, and it was getting late in the day, and we were getting really tired, you know what my mom was? She was the cheerleader. And man, she'd do an awesome job. Come on, guys. It'll just be a little bit longer. We'll have that truck loaded up. Amen. I needed that because, you know, I was the glass was always half empty guy, you know. I mean, you guys all know about him. They got a character like that on all the different children's cartoons, you know, like say, what, Eeyore? Yeah. I was the Eeyore, you know. Oh, we still got to get, you know. And I mean, we didn't just go cut a little bit of firewood. Like, we had a big dump truck, and we filled it all the way up, you know. And my dad didn't quit till it was done. And, you know, my mom would say, oh, we just got a little bit more to go. And I'd look around there, and I'd say, Mom, it ain't even halfway. <You know? laughs> Oh, come on, it won't be that much longer. You know, the last part of the day will go better. You know, she always was trying to pick us up. And I praise God for that. Where would I have been as a child if I hadn't had that, you know? And, well, let's just go ahead and get into the message, because we're going to get into more of this, and I'm going to share a little bit more about my childhood in that, too. But just think about how God made man and woman in the first place. Let's just look. In Genesis chapter 1, this is all about the image of God, guys. That's why Satan is attacking the genders so much, okay? Because all this creation, that's why he's attacking the creation account and everything. He's saying, we just came up out of slime. We did not. We didn't just come out of millions of years of slime, you know, increasing and getting better. Guys, we were created by God's very own hand. God loves you. You are a masterpiece that was created by a creator who is loving. You are created in His image, both male and female. And He loves you. Do I get an amen to that one? Guys, this is cool. Because you're created in His image, you have value. I mean, like, you are valuable. Invaluable, actually. Beyond belief. Because you're created in the image of God. And this is another one, guys, before I get into the rest of this. Do you know, even if you do something bad, you can't make God love you less? Okay, think about that. Even if you do something bad, God doesn't love you less. Okay, and the converse is true. Even when you do something good, God doesn't love you anymore. God loves you immeasurably, infinitely, even before you ever had a chance to do anything right or wrong. He loves us so much that even as sinners, He died for us. Amen? I mean, that really reassures me on the rough days. Amen? But why? It's because we're literally His image bearers. Okay? We bear His image. And so God said, let us make man in our image. Who's the us? The Godhead. The Trinity. According to our likeness, let them have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over the cattle, over all the earth, and every creeping thing that creeps on the earth. All every. Guys, we have dominion as people. That means we bear responsibility as well to take care of all this stuff. Okay? God loves us, and He placed us in that place. We are different than all the other animals. So God created man in his own image. In the image of God, he created him. Male and female, he created them. Is there any doubt from the language that God did this himself? Then we kind of progress along. We'll jump up to Genesis chapter 2, verse 7. And the Lord formed man of the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life. That's what keeps you alive. You're living on borrowed breath, folks. Guaranteed. It's God's breath that keeps going in and out of you. Whenever he decides to take it away, it's going to be done. Make the best of it. Amen? That's part of his image. And man became a living being. Science is still trying to figure out where that spark of life comes from. We as Christians who believe the Word of God know where it came from. Amen? Came from God himself. And when he takes it back, we're done. Okay, then we get to Genesis chapter 2, verse 18. For the first time in all the creation, we hear these words, "It was not good." And the Lord God said, "It is not good that man should be alone." Not that God made a mistake, but God just wasn't finished yet. Okay? His creation still needed to be finished. "And I will make him a helper comparable to him." Genesis chapter 2, we jump down to verse 20, 21 and 22. "And the Lord God caused a deep sleep to fall on Adam, and he slept, and he took one of his ribs and closed up the flesh in its place. Then the rib which the Lord God had taken from man, he made into a woman and brought her to the man. And Adam said, 'This is now bone of my bones and flesh of my flesh. She shall be called woman because she was taken out of man. Therefore, a man shall leave his father and mother and be joined to his wife, and they shall become one flesh.' And they were both naked, the man and his wife, and were not ashamed." Wow. Is that not just an awesome picture? You see the fullness of God, the image of God in Adam. He didn't need anything more to be more the image of God or less the image of God. And so whenever he made woman, he took a little piece of Adam out. He made him a little less complete. He made woman so that whenever the two come together, when they're completed, they can procreate more in the image of God as well. Isn't that a beautiful picture? It is so outstanding. God could have done it any way he wanted, but he chose to do it that way. Let's praise God for what he's done. He's done something awesome in his creation. It is a beautiful picture. And you know, let's just face it. We get into looking at this, then we jump back, we go backwards a little bit, back into Genesis chapter 1, verse 28. "Then God blessed them, and God said to them, 'Be fruitful and multiply, fill the earth and subdue it, have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the birds of the air, and over every living thing that moves on the earth.'" Wow. It overwhelms me every time. You know, I've preached on those different verses many different times because they bear being preached over many different times. It is an awesome picture of God's love for us and his design. I love his design. I love it that he didn't make us the same. I love it that he took from man to make woman, and then when the two come back together, I'm just telling you, I don't feel complete unless I'm with my wife. I love being with my wife. She is the perfect helper for me. If a person is given to singleness that God has created them, he can give them the gift of singleness and he will complete them. It's cool. God's able to do that. Not everybody is meant to be married and they can be complete because of God. But for the most part, just like he said here in 1:28, he made male and female to be fruitful. We do that within the confines of marriage. That's why he made marriage. So that women can become mothers in a good environment to raise the child to be godly offspring. Isn't it beautiful? We find that in Malachi. But let's just look at a few things that we can see and know about biological moms. So I just call it stuff we know. You know, we can't say that we know a whole lot, right? I can think a lot, I can have an opinion about a lot, but these are things we know about biological moms. And hopefully y'all will agree. Every one of these moms has been a woman. Guaranteed. Every one of those moms has been a woman. So like we've had, you know, you got all this argument over genders and gender confusion, gender blurring and all this stuff. Guaranteed. Every person that's ever been a mom in this world, a biological mom, has been a woman. The amens are pretty weak. Can I get some amens? Say it loud enough that they'll hear it on the internet too, because I think we need to be in on this one, okay? You know, you just can't be a mom unless you're a woman. And not just because I want to feel like a woman today, but like you are a woman, and that's how you can be a mom, okay? They've tried doing it in test tubes. They've tried doing all this different stuff. Guys, let me just tell you, God has really got a delicate balance going on here. He kind of owns this one, okay? And we need to let him own that one. Kind of his business. He does something inside of a woman that is so amazing. Oh, wow. Fearfully and wonderfully made, the Bible tells us. And man, it's true. Wow. It's incredible whenever a woman becomes pregnant and they begin to see their, you know, this beautiful baby inside of them, separate from them, but in them, dependent on them, but still their own person, growing inside of them. Wow, it's incredible. What an amazing miracle. And I don't know, but I don't know about young moms, but like, as a young dad, I'm watching this whole process and I'm thinking, this looks like it's going to hurt. You know what I'm saying? Because like, the baby keeps getting bigger, and the baby still needs to get it outside. And it's like, oh dear, stressful. Okay, but you got to be a woman to experience that, right? And at that point of birth, I was kind of praising God. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I was 100% with her, but I couldn't do it for her, and I was really feeling bad. Oh, that was stressful. But anyway, fearfully and wonderfully made. Okay, another thing we know about biological moms, everyone has one. If you're here, it's because you've got a mom somewhere in your past. Amen? You didn't get here without one. All right? Another thing we know about biological moms, except for one of them, there was always a man involved that helped them become a mom. Amen? Some way, shape, or form. Even artificial insemination or whatever you want to call it, there's still got to be the property of that man to make this thing happen. Praise God for his completeness. Isn't that awesome? You got to have the full of the image of God for it to happen. It's so cool. And everyone is uniquely equipped to care for the needs of their child. Wow. Like this young dad, and I'm thinking, okay, this baby's here, and how do we feed it? I know that sometimes we got to go to alternative methods, you know, because it's not, you know. But hey, let's face it, in God's perfect plan, he gave you everything you need. Isn't that awesome? I mean, really, it is. It's so cool. Amen. And do you know that he even adjusts the mother's milk to the needs of the child because of what the child's saliva tells the mother's body? Wow! Is this not incredible? It's amazing. Only God could do this. Wow. The perfect diet is included in the package. Whew. Only God could do this. So let's just think about motherhood. Okay, that's biological moms. Let's just go into the motherhood thing. I mean, this is about the raising of children, the child rearing, right? Of course, we need dads. But let's face it, guys. If for Adam and Eve, you'd have dropped the first child into the world, Cain would have come into the world, and it would have been like Adam or Eve could be absent, one or the other, and you'd only have one. Which one would you choose needed to be there to take care of him? Which one would you say we could do without at that point with that infant? Obviously, Adam could be out of the picture, but man, we need Eve, right? Eve needs to be there to care for this child. Wow. How cool. Okay? And so he gave moms this special, he gave women this special qualities for that purpose. Wow. Now, I'm not going to say every mother has all these qualities in a perfect amount, okay? Because we live in a fallen world. We all struggle with sin, amen? But just think about the patience that he gives mothers. Whether it be a biological mom, an adoptive mom, or somebody that's helping nurture others, right? Man, he gives women just this beautiful patience about how they deal with children. It touches my heart. He also gives them perseverance that they'll carry through for their children. How many sleepless nights can the moms in this room remember being up with your children when they're sick and things are happening, right? How about the protective, nurturing qualities? you know? I mean, let's face it, most of us guys, we can fill in when needed, but we just don't get it whenever it comes to these little babies, you know? It's kind of scary to us. But he just kind of, I mean, a woman's nurturing stuff kicks in, and it's beautiful to watch a woman with a baby, with her new baby, you know? I watch Sister Sharon. I love to see her with her great-grandbabies. I mean, just like nonstop smiles, you know? And that is so cool, and that's just part of that. You nurtured those grandchildren who now have their children, and you're like, wow! How can it get any better? I see the rest of you in the same way whenever you have your grandchildren or great-grandchildren. I mean, it's just awesome. Nanny, you know? Anytime we have a new baby in the family, you know, to see Nanny holding that new baby, to see how those babies light up whenever my mom pulls up the driveway, you know? I mean, it's just, that's the way it's supposed to be. Isn't that cool? That nurturing, you know what I'm saying? They're okay with seeing the grandpa and all that stuff. They'll come over and punch him or something. But the grandma, you know, it's just a different thing because that nurturing instinct that's in them, and they just relay that. Guys, motherhood, the mothers are very proactive. I didn't just put that one in there because there was a P in it, although those all do have P's. You understand the idea of being proactive instead of reactive? Moms are always thinking of how they can get out in front of their child's growth. They're always thinking ahead for their child's, you know, the next step. I'm just going to tell you, on our kids, most of the time I didn't get it, you know. It's like, oh yeah, well, you know, they'll grow up. Okay. But like their mom was looking at how this is going to affect them later. What do we do whenever they reach this age? How are we going to be ready for whenever they're here? Thank God for that. I needed that. You know, to be able to raise those kids. Another thing, they're their promoter. I mean, I'm glad I've got my mom here because she's like my best promoter. You know, my mom's always for me. I know that. Like, if there ever come a day mom wasn't for me, I'd know I'd be in big trouble. Amen? Like, you know, she's always talking me up. And if there's ever anything that needs to be fixed around or something like that, she believes I can do it. You know, my mom's my promoter. Precious. My mom is precious. You moms are precious. I want you to understand that. It's beautiful what you do. And paramount. Guys, we cannot put a price on how important it is that you do the job of motherhood. I'm telling you, it is the most important job that I think can be done. I'm not just trying to butter anybody up here today. I mean it with all my heart. There's not a job in this world more important than whenever a mom gives her life to help raise the children. Amen. Guys, stick it out. Don't quit. When your children, you know, your biological children may be getting up there, guys, there's still other children that you can build into their lives. You use those gifts. You do that whatever way you can because it matters big time. It's paramount. It is paramount to the succession of the faith that we nurture people in the Christian faith the same way. And guys, what we're seeing here, we're seeing some of the fullness of the image of God in these gender roles. Let's go to the next slide. So like, On the left side, you're going to see some different qualities. And on the right side, you're going to see some different qualities. And we're going to try to figure out which genders are basically represented whenever I say these words. Okay, I'll go down the left side first. Strength, security, provision, authority, disciplinarian, judge. Male or female? Just generally speaking, male, right? Okay, not that a female doesn't example some of those things. But all those things can be seen in the completeness of God. Amen? Okay, I'm going to name off some more, and we're going to see who we think of whenever we name off this right side of the list. Gentleness, nurturer, comforter, advocate, encourager, helper, and beautiful. Is that male or female? Female. Amen? And we see every one of those qualities in God. So what we see here is the fullness of the image of God is brought together in fullness when we see both the genders together. That's why we cannot erase the genders. We cannot confuse these. It is a beautiful thing. Amen? And you know, I can say that we have all different shades, shapes, and sizes in people, but when you put them all together, you're going to see the fullness of the image of God. It's a beautiful thing. It's something to be embraced. And in fact, whenever I look at those two areas of just the completeness of God, that left side, I think of God the Father. Don't y'all think? Anytime God the Father's ever experienced in Scripture, He's never moved off His throne. Man, He is rock solid, the authority, without a doubt, in the Trinity of God. Whenever I look at that right side of that list, I see some in Jesus. And I know He's the King of Kings. You know, He's coming back as King of Kings. But we see some different qualities in Him when He comes to earth. And I see the Holy Spirit. That quietness, that helper role, that comforter role, that advocate role. There's the Holy Spirit there. Wow, how awesome that is to see the fullness of God in these gender roles. I get excited about it. Don't let them be blurred in your life. When we think about all these different things, we also want to remember something else about motherhood. God used a mother to carry the Savior. You ever think about that? Okay? He had a stepdad, right, who was there to kind of provide and protect whatever during his childhood. But the mother was the necessary component to bringing Jesus into the world. Matthew 1, 22 through 23. So all this was done that it might be fulfilled which was spoken by the Lord through the prophet, saying, Behold, the virgin shall be with child, bear a son, and they shall call his name Emmanuel, which is translated God with us. Brought Jesus into the world through a woman. Used her egg combined and fertilized by the life of the Holy Spirit to bring forth Jesus, fully God, fully man, into this world. An amazing thing. We were saved, basically, with the one who passed through the womb of a woman. It goes right back to that whole thing that we read about that in Genesis that Eve's seed would crush the serpent's head. Though he would bite or bruise his heel. But it was going to be the seed that came from Eve, from woman. Not literally just her life, but her gender to bring forth the Savior to save mankind. Wow. Thank God for mothers. Amen. Thank God for mothers. What a beautiful thing. Keep doing what you do. And let us make sure that we always appreciate and support everything that you do. We have all kinds of mothers in this church that just mother, in a way of motherhood, others. And bring that comfort when needed. There's some other things, you know, about the role and gender of woman that's just so awesome. They're more connected with the way that their emotions work with their thoughts and their feelings. It brings such a beautiful aspect into all of our decision making. More connected and intuitive about things. And here's just stuff that my wife seems to know that I don't get. Because I don't read it on paper. You know, I'm real straightforward. I'm so thankful. I'm so thankful for all you ladies that are here today. So thankful that in all of us together, we see the fullness of the image of God. And the two shall come together and become one flesh. And it is a profound mystery, just like the Bible says. But wow, God's got a good plan. Amen. Devil's trying to distort it here in this church. Let's not let him. His church needs to look like him, needs to be the image of God. Let's make marriages look good. Amen. Let's love one another. Let's support one another. Let's take on our marital roles. Do it with joy. Let's moms, grandmas, whatever, let's use those wonderful gifts that God's given you just to bring nurturing into people's lives. Let's pray. Dear Father, so thankful for the way you made us. You made us male and female. Got a good plan in that. Out of female, you do bring mothers, both biological and otherwise. Lord, I want to praise you for that. I just want to pray for all of our ladies here today, Lord, seeing what a special gift they have. And even the young girls, Lord, that are wondering, what does it mean to grow up and be a woman? Lord, that they would understand there is a very, very special thing you do through women. That you just can't do the same thing through men. Quite a few things. Lord, as we look at that fullness of the image of God, help us to remember It's through woman that you brought our Savior. You brought him into this world. He lived a perfect life. He went to the cross. He paid for our sins. He is our righteousness. Let us submit ourselves to your plan and design, both for our life, marriage, family, and your plan for salvation. To submit to one is the perfect starting point to submit to the other. We can't say we submit to Jesus but not submit to your design and your plan. And so, Lord, help us to do that today. Thank you for our moms. Thank you for your goodness, and thank you for your love you display through them. That kindness, that gentleness, that nurturing love that you have for us. You brought that into my life through my mom. Thank you, Lord. I want to praise you for my mom today. And I pray this in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
Let's all stand. Have you submitted yourself to the will of God, to the plan of God, and to His plan for salvation? I pray that you have. If not, you can do that today. Come forward and surrender your heart to Jesus.
Have you failed in your plan of your storm-tossed life? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Are you weary and worn from its toil and strife? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Are you walking alone through the shadows dim? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Christ will comfort your heart. Put your trust in Him. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Would you follow the will of the risen Lord? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Would you live in the light of His blessed word? Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand. He will keep to the end. He's your dearest friend. Place your hand in the nail-scarred hand.
It's good to have everybody here today. We're going to go ahead and should we do? We probably ought to do birthdays first, don't you think? All right. Do we have any?